Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is November the 5th, 2016. My name is Dolores Gines. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. I am here today with Bertha Buckner, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. The title golden means that Bertha has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Bertha, let's begin with you telling us something about your beginning. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Amarill, Arkansas.
What was the date of your
February the 26th.
February the 26th.
Okay. 1935.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your family growing up, what your parents' names are, and whether you have any siblings, if you're married.
Yes, my mom's name is Ressa Elders Hale, and my dad's name is Ira Edward Hale.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have three sisters. Ethel Hale Banks, she's deceased, but she lived in Detroit for about 50 years. Dr. Evelyn Hale Meacham lived out east for many, many years. She taught in St. Louis for over 20 years. Then she went to Washington, D.C., where she proceeded to get her doctorate in divinity in the Methodist AME Church. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And I have another sister, which is Dr. Irene H. Brody, and from Chicago. She's living with me now because she has been stricken with this deadly disease called dementia. Mm-hmm. So I brought her to live with me. However, she was the third sister, and the youngest, and really she was the smartest of the family in the group. She has two PhDs. She was a mayor for 25 years. She taught reading at a high school in Blue Island, Illinois. Then she moved on from there to go to North Chicago in Palos Hills, one of their upscale junior colleges. She set up a reading lab there, and she brought many students from the county into her area to go to school, and she paid for many of them to attend college.
Sounds like an absolutely marvelous person. Are you married, Bertha?
Yes, I'm married. My husband is George L. Buckner, and I met him at Lincoln University.
Do you and George have any children?
Yes, we have two children, Byron Buckner, our oldest, and we have a daughter, Lori Allison Buckner, which is an AKA.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And we have two wonderful grandchildren.
Did you grow up in the city that you were born in?
No.
Or elsewhere?
My dad left Arkansas when I was a baby. He moved to Missouri and bought a farm. We settled in the foot of the Ozarks in a town called Poplar Bluff, Missouri. However, we lived in the county, and he had a 30-acre farm, and I grew up on the farm, which I had so many experiences. In fact, in that area, there were only black landowners. And my community was called Maraca. About 3 or 4 miles away, maybe less than 5 miles away, was another black community called Providence. But we were all farmers. And I went to school in the country through eighth grade in a small three-room building. But as I look back, I had some wonderful teachers.
So what college did you go to? What was your major? And when did you graduate?
I attended Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. My major was elementary education. My minor was social studies. I received my master's degree from Central Missouri State in Warrensburg. I also took some corresponding courses from the University of Missouri.
So what was your occupation?
I was a classroom elementary teacher, and I focused on the elementary, on the primary department. I was a primary teacher. I never wanted to go to intermediate. I taught second grade in one building for 28 years.
Wow.
And I did teach third grade for three or four years. Then I taught fourth the year before I graduated. Now I see what my principals meant. Move up to intermediate. I didn't know they were such fun to work with.
That's wonderful. Tell us, when did you become a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority? And what led you to become an AKA?
Evelyn Meacham, the second oldest sister, came home one Christmas and she had this pink and green outfit in her suitcase. And I was curious. I said, what is this? She said, oh, that's my skirt. You know, I went over. I said, went over where? She said, I'm an AKA, and that's the only sorority that matters. So I was influenced then. And so when I went to Lincoln, I never looked around. I pledged AKA and became one.
Tell me, over the years, what offices or titles or committees have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha at either the undergraduate level or the graduate level?
I have only held offices with the graduate level. I was always fond of the telephone committee. That gave me an opportunity because back when I became an AKA and became active in Beta Omega, we did telephone and we touched each other. And I knew all the sorors because of that situation. Now it's all digital and you don't get a chance to know all your sorors. You just see them. And I also I can't remember the year, but I was Hodagus about 2 years.
Can you tell us what Hodagus means?
To me, it means I'm the kingpin for sending out all the sympathy cards, going to all the affairs, make sure that the visitors are welcome to our sorority, and to make sure that they are comfortable and get to know them. And I sent out sympathy cards, and I sent out plants for the eel, and therefore you get to know all of your sorors, the old and the seasoned. Not seasoned, but the younger ones also. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how Alpha Kappa Alpha has impacted your life?
Alpha Kappa Alpha has impacted my life by meeting different people, going to different cities, getting new ideas, and just becoming a force and a group of women that have the same ideas.
How did the sorority influence your career, or what influence did your career have on Alpha Kappa Alpha?
My career I'm a mentor for the younger sorors and for students, especially the junior high students. That's the critical age. And I find myself mentoring to them, hopefully that they will stay on the right track. I don't influence them I do tell them that that's the only sorority that matters, but it's left up to them to make their decisions.
Think back now and see if you can recall a memorable moment within Alpha Kappa Alpha that meant a lot to you.
My most memorable moment was my first boule, believe it or not, in 1998. My daughter and I went to the boule together. However, she had become an AKA in 1997, and when we had the boule in Chicago, that's when I really, really felt very proud of being an AKA because I had my legacy there with me.
So I take it that boule means national meeting or
something? I'm sorry, national conventions.
Okay.
National meetings.
So what happened at that national meeting in Chicago with your daughter?
We went to the plenary sessions, and we went to the banquets and the luncheons. And it was just especially the legacy luncheon. My chest grew when I was able to take her to the legacy luncheon.
That is something to do. Tell us, what have been some of your contributions to community service, whether it is part of your career or whether it was voluntary?
Well, within my career, I still am intact with helping young people. I have I'm very fond of children that are 7 and 8 year olds, and I am still giving them supplies, giving them books at my church, and I chose a school to help. One of my sorors is a principal at one of the schools, Linda May, and I give her books and I buy things for them that they need. And to me, we are a service organization, and I do believe I should give back to the community for the less fortunate.
What is it that you like most about being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman?
It gives me a chance to become acquainted with different people, different ideas, and to just sit back and let the younger sorors really inform me as to what's going on today. I enjoy that, and having a conversation with them. And I also enjoy my golden sisters. I even stay in contact with my lion sisters, and that's been about 60 years.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We've stayed in contact.
That's wonderful.
The ones that are living.
Well, you've spoken about how you help and mentor the young people, and so it's obvious that that's a part of your service through Alpha Kappa Alpha. Can you tell us a little bit more about how your service in that area has impacted the lives of others?
Yes, what I feel in my church now, I'm still in the primary department. I work in the primary department. These are still the 6, 7, and 8 year olds. I've been there for over 30 years. I won't leave.
That's a gift, it sounds like.
Yes, I love that age group. And I just won't leave. And I find myself when I see children that, and I meet their parents, and they need help or they need to be tutored in some things, I find myself giving my time up to help them.
Do you have a great Alpha Kappa Alpha story that you'd like to share?
No, they have all been great. But my most fun, the greatest one, is when I'm with my sister-in-law from Memphis and her sister and their daughters and my daughters. And when we have traveled to Boulay's together, it has been a memorable, especially in North Carolina. We had a wonderful time because my daughter had her cousins there. And I was there with the sister-in-law that's just like a sister of mine. And we had a wonderful time.
So apparently you and your daughter and family members have attended quite a few of the boules, the national meetings. Do you have any idea how many you have attended?
Well, no, I'd have to count up from 98. Because before then, my children were too young, and I opted to stay home. Well, I haven't missed one since 1998.
Well, that's quite a few.
I haven't counted how many.
What advice would you have for young members of the sorority who are just starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
To keep our legacy going and to carry the torch high and not low with all the ugliness that's in society now, I'm hoping that they will not be influenced by that, because I have often told the young ladies that this is not a game, and we expect for you to hold our values high and not to bring harm to anyone. And that is what I have told all of them. It's not about that. It's about being a service to mankind and being felt in the community that you are about something, you're giving back and not taking away.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how the young SARS can hold high the torch and respect and promote the ARC organization?
Hopefully they will get ideas from us if they will listen.
Okay.
And that's the only thing I can say. Just look at the golden members, even the silver SARS.
What's a silver SAR?
25 years of uninterrupted service.
Okay, very good. It's wonderful. Bertha, what is it that you want the SARS to remember about you?
I don't know. One thing they'll always remember, I always wear a hat. And to maintain, you know, and be the person that, you say, I remember that older lady that always had a hat on. And she never did say too much in the meetings. That I would always be a better listener and have less comment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else, or is there anything else that you would like to share?
Not really, but I had a strong family. We were very close as a family. Although we were poor, but my dad told us everyone is going to college, and he meant it, and he kept his promise to us.
That's wonderful.
And he taught us, and I wish I could teach this to all young people, always be ready to pull up your sibling, whether you agree with him or not. That is your blood, and to help him or her.
Bertha, thank you so much for sharing your story today. This concludes the recording for Bertha Buckner, dated November 5th, 2016, at Midwest Genealogical Center.